Page 143. Interview with Andy Weir.
The Martian is the brainchild of the author Andy Weir, who had always longed for some science fiction that was a little stronger on the science.
So I was sitting around thinking about how a manned mission to Mars could actually work using today's technology, and I started thinking about all the things that could go wrong, and I realized there was kind of a story there that might be interesting. So I created an unfortunate protagonist and subjected him to all of it.
Weir started writing the story in serial form, posting installments on his personal website. When he finished, readers begged him to put out an ebook version on Amazon. The self-published version became a runaway bestseller and caught the eyes of both Crown Publishing and 20th Century Fox. Well, you're obviously, science is important to you. It's important to this story. How, though, would you typically rate the treatment of science in Hollywood science fiction?
Well, the purpose of Hollywood is to make something that's fun to watch, and they will happily sacrifice scientific accuracy for entertainment. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. It's one thing to say, like, our ship has a warp drive and we can travel hundreds of times the speed of light. But it's another thing to actually kind of reinforce a public misconception about science. You know what I mean? The biggest inaccuracy in the movie is straight from the book, so it's also a big inaccuracy in the book, is right at the beginning, the sandstorm that strands him there. In reality, Mars's atmosphere is 1/200th the density of Earth's. So while they do get 150-kilometer-an-hour sandstorms, the inertia behind them, because the air is so thin, it would feel like a gentle breeze on Earth.
Copyright NPR.